I think we wanted him to be in charge of the offense. We came away with a win. I think he did some good things at the line of scrimmage. And, I mean, that's the most important thing, that he puts our offense in the right position. There's some mistakes that he made. There's some things that he can get better on. And I think that's we talked about that, and he understands that. So I think, you know, we're kind of moving on to this week.
How is he handled all
that? You know, Ryan's is a pro. Okay, so you know it's not his first year, and you know it's his first game as a starter. But he's been around, you know, a lot of other quarterbacks and seen how they've reacted. He's learned it's kind of, you know, the ideal position from a young quarterback to sit and kind of see how the game's being played, and then take notes mentally, and then when you get your shot to kind of, you know, take charge of that team and act like a pro, and that's what he's done. And you know, the difference between this week and last week is we have a little bit less time from his standpoint. You know, we had the bye, which was fortunate for us to get a little bit more time, and you know, we're on a shorter week. It's a normal week, but you know, shorter from his timetable, and that's got to definitely pick up from a, you know, learning standpoint.
What pride do you take as a coach who coached him the last 2 weeks in his performance?
I take a lot of pride in everything I do, and I think we try to, you know, at that position to make sure that, you know, we're trying to execute the offense the way that the coaches see it, you know, through our eyes. That's the main thing.
When he came here, when you guys got him in trade, did you feel like he was ready to start, or was that 2 month period critical for him to get to that next level?
Yeah, and I think in that room, you know, if you're a professional quarterback, you have to demonstrate that ability to really take over the offense, because you're a play away, even if you're a backup. So, you know, I think it all goes with, you know, being a pro athlete, and you have to prepare yourself, because you don't know when your number's going to be called, especially at a position where, you know, there's only one on the field at the given moment.
Having been around quarterbacks, do you think that the ability to read defenses and to understand what you're seeing, is that something that comes naturally to some people? Because Ryan seems to do a fine job of it, even though that was his first start. I'm just wondering, is that something that comes naturally? Right. I know a lot of work is involved, but there are some guys who, no matter how much they work, they play.
Right. Well, I mean, we have a given sample of 30 plays, really. So I think that he's always going to continue to work at that. Some looks are a lot harder than others. Some looks, you know, we don't get right, but we complete a ball, so it makes it look like we're right. You know, so it's always a work in progress. And, you know, the more snaps you get in practice, which, you know, preparing as a starter is a lot different than preparing as a backup. So, you know, he's constantly getting those looks, and, you know, we're putting some tough situations in there for him, you know, in practice. And we know we're going to get some tough situations in the game. So, he's just, you know, continuing to plow away as far as, you know, his learning curve.
How much does his arm strength factor into the freedom or the comfort level, for whether it's a quick reads and a, you know, a 2-3 yard out, or the deep ball, and be able to kind of test the field early like you guys did against the Browns?
Right. I think if you can make any throw, then the defense knows that, then they're going to respect you, whether it's a deep part of the field or contesting receivers right away. So, I mean, that's a big factor from a quarterback standpoint and from a quarterback evaluation.
Brought up Brady a while ago. Behind the scenes, do you see any Brady's influence on him?
I think that, like, when Ryan's out there, Ryan is himself. You know, I don't think Ryan's trying to emulate anybody other than himself. He's going out there and he's doing the best he can. I know that, you know, the thing I see with Ryan is that at least he's, you know, spending every waking moment on Cincinnati, so to say, right now. And I think that from a quarterback standpoint, when we talked about this in the spring, that's really how you got to approach it, because, you know, there's some good coaches out there, and we're facing, you know, a heck of a defensive staff this week, and we're going to have our challenges, you know, on all downs and all areas of the field. So he knows that he's got a big challenge for him.
When you worked with him all this time, you still hadn't seen a game action. So, okay, he gets out there. Was there anything in particular that stands out that he surprised you with what he did?
No, I mean, I think that, you know, like I said last week, we kind of take it day by day, and then when the game comes, we feel like we're prepared for the game. So, you know, right now we have, you know, a mountain to climb, so to say, as far as preparing for Cincinnati. We're on the normal down stuff. We start a little bit of third downs, and, you know, they present a lot of issues for us offensively. So
when he climbed the mountain last week, How did it hit you?
Well, I think by game time, we felt real comfortable about the game plan. So, yeah, just kind of rolled with how he was playing.
Cleveland didn't blitz him very much until the very end, and they started to maybe, you know, adjust and figure it out. Are you, when you're game planning, without giving anything away, is that in your mind that they're going to counter him some way, and that seems to be the obvious way?
Yeah, as a coach, we don't have their call sheet. So, like, we have to prepare for everything. So, you know, whether it's blitzing or not blitzing or how they play the game, then we're going to just try to, you know, see how the game's being played and play it in that fashion too.
George, talk about the offensive line and how important it was to what he did and how important it will be.
Right. I think last week, you know, just going into the game as far as the evadability differences between Ryan Fitzpatrick and Ryan Mallett, I think that, you know, there's a big difference. And when Ryan Mallett is able to see the field and get rid of the ball, not only does it help negate whatever potential rushes we're seeing, but also, you know, helps the line get into a rhythm on some plays when we have to hold the ball. So I think, you know, part of the issues in a protection, it also falls on whether it's receivers getting open or quarterbacks delivering the ball. So, like, that's the number one thing when we're throwing the ball. We don't want to hold the ball forever and put a big stress on the offensive line, especially when it's a talented group, you know, up front and a talented secondary like we're going to face this week.